This episode is brought to you by State Farm. Knowing you could be saving money for the things you really want is a great feeling. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can choose to bundle and save with a personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Hey there, travelers. Kaylee Cuoco here. Sorry to interrupt your music. Great artist, BT Dubs. But wouldn't you rather be there to hear it live? With Priceline, you can get out of your dreams and into your dream concert. They've got millions of travel deals to get you to that festival, gig, rave, soundbath, or sonic experience you've been dreaming of. Download the Priceline app today, and you can save up to 60% off hotels and up to 50% off flights. So don't just dream about that trip. Book it with Priceline.
Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Hands in the air!
Ka-ching, a Thunder Moneyball! Jay says, this is my house.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
MVP, SGA, and company say we will OKC you in the NBA Finals, baby.
The Rich Eisen Show with guest host, Susie Schuster. Today's guests, Browns beat writer Mary Kay Cabot. Seahawks quarterback Sam Darnold. Plus, your phone calls, latest news, and more. And now, sitting in for Rich, it's Susie Schuster.
That is correct. Called in from the bullpen. It was a late call, you guys, a late call. Susie Schuster here for Rich Eisen, taking over the Rich Eisen Show for yet another day. 844-204-RICH is the number to call. Welcome to all of you watching on Roku, wherever you're taking in this show. We're glad to have you. Guys, late call to the bullpen. Rich went in for jury duty today. Kind of a rough decision. Postponed it. I would have gambled. I would have rolled the dice and gone in today, but we do have a big sixth grade graduation next week, so I think he was worried about that. But happy to be with you, Chris Brockman. Good morning.
Susie, always a pleasure to see you. Glad that you're here. Glad that you can make it. No donuts, but that's okay. We're gonna survive. We're gonna strive forward. Keep our head down, nose to the grindstone.
Just a heads up, guys,
and make things happen today.
In the third hour, Chris Brockman had just the dumbest idea of his life, and he's had a lot of bad ones. But we're gonna discuss this one, and that's just a little tease for the third hour.
Feeling
a little feisty in the morning. Good morning, Shelly. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Susie.
Hi, TJ.
Hi.
Good morning, sir.
How
What's up, Susie?
Candle is lit. Good to see you.
Candle's lit. It's amber and vanilla. And the thing about a sixth grade graduation is if he misses it 6 years later, there's another one. So right. I don't see what the big deal is.
Well, it's a she. It's Taylor.
Oh, it's Taylor.
But that's all good. But
when number one graduates that's from any grade, TJ, first, second, third, fourth, fifth, or sixth, you got to be there.
I got to be honest with you about that ranking scale, though. Lately, I think it's kind of, I'm changing my mind on who I think is ranked. In the Eisen household.
Oh, there's no rankings.
Oh,
it's
there is,
the
though.
Dogs above everybody else. Guys, the Thunder going to the NBA Finals for the first time since 2012. A 124-94 win over the Timberwolves.
Did Minnesota know there was a game last night?
Yeah,
I'm very concerned about the Ant-Man and his cohorts that they thought it was tonight, but it was actually last night.
I'm also wondering why Shai Gilgeous-Alexander scored the same amount as the Timberwolves. You know, I kind of thought if you're scoring that same equality in the first half, even if you're the MVP, perhaps you're not quite ready to take in that game. Maybe they didn't know. I mean, Ant-Man did say that he's going to come back harder than ever. He's going to work a lot harder. Let's roll that sound to start off the show. Let's see. Tap dance for a second. Here we go. Let's listen to that sound.
Ant-Man.
It's exciting. I don't know. I don't know why people would think it would hurt. I mean, it's exciting for me. I'm 23. I get to do it a whole bunch of times. I'm hurt more so for myself, for Mike. I came up short for Mike. Like I said, we tried last year. We couldn't get it. We tried again this year. We're going to try again next year. But hurting is a terrible word to use. I'm good. Yeah, I'm going to work my butt off this summer. Nobody's going to work harder than me this summer. I tell you that much. So, yeah, I'll try to make it happen again for Mike.
Sitting there next to Mike Connolly. I mean, TJ, what are your thoughts as you hear him say that to me? I'll tell you at first.
Okay.
And I know this was an unpopular take last week when I was here, but to me, I don't want to hear hurt. I want to say, I want the ball. I want the ball. I want the ball. I want to score at will. I don't want to do it for Mike. I want to do it for me.
I mean, I don't think that's the right thing to say at that particular juncture. You're not going to sit there and say, I want the ball right then.
On the court.
I mean, I get what he said. He's 23 years old, right? The man, statistically, scoring has improved every single year that he's been in the league. I have no doubt that he's going to work on some of the things that he needs to work on to take him to another level. I have no problem with what he said. I'm not worried about him. I feel the best is yet to come for him.
I think you're right.
They just got bum rushed from the tip yesterday. And sometimes, Chris, you know, it's just not your night. And last night was not their night.
Yeah, it seems like this series really wasn't their night, aside from their one victory, which was, you know, a 40-point win, which everyone kind of was like, whoa, okay, maybe they're in this series. Well, actually not. And kind of the phrase that the Eagles started it, and I heard people saying it about this OKC team, belt to ass. That's what this Thunder team has been doing this entire playoffs, this entire season, really. A historically great team, point differential and all the metrics that you want to judge. They won 68 games during the regular season. They have the MVP of the NBA, and now they're in the finals where they are a minus 700 favorite to win, whether it's the Knicks or the Pacers. Doesn't really matter. This Thunder team seemed like they've been destined all season, and it seems like they're going to win the NBA Finals in five games, just like they've been winning all these other series. It's been super impressive. They're a super likable team, a likable bunch. Shea is a very likable. I've called him boring. I mean, how many people are getting super jazzed up over elbow jumpers and a lot of free throws? But their efficiency is unbelievable. They have a lot of young, rising talent, and the fact that they're at this point already in their careers is remarkable, and you wonder if this is just the beginning. Like, could they run off maybe a few of these in a row, you know, like we've seen past dynasties do? San Antonio, Golden State, could they be the next kind of great? We thought it might have been Boston.
Right.
They've hit the injury bug. They've hit the cap hell and the aprons and all that, and now it seems like it's OKC's time.
Let me make this really clear. I'm not slagging Ant-Man. I'm not slagging. I'm just saying that he's young and that I'm not really ready to give him the, is he the next Jordan yet? And that's what I'm referring to.
No, but
last week when I was sitting here, guys, everybody last week was like, he is the next Jordan. He's the face of the league. We talked about the fact that he has said publicly that he doesn't want to be. That is what specifically I'm alluding to. Mm-hmm. That said, OKC came in this year as the youngest team. For the last couple of years, people are thinking, who are they? How are they putting this together? Their GM got a little bit of flack for that about 2 or 3 years ago. And look at how they're playing now. The gelling is just perfect.
It's amazing.
If I'm a Clipper fan, I'm thinking how nice it would have been to see him playing into it, right?
Don't get me started.
I don't want to hurt your feelings. It's early in the morning. We've got 3 hours to go, TJ.
We've already discussed this the other day.
I know. That said, you're absolutely right. They are rolling. He is the MVP, and this is what SGA had to say after the game.
I didn't want to go back to Minnesota, travel-wise. And then I wanted the fans to be able to enjoy the moment with us. I wanted them to be able to see it unfold in front of their eyes. I wanted them to be able to celebrate tonight in our building, go home, get drunk, whatever they do. I wanted them to have fun with the moment. And it was good. I just wanted to make sure that, like, above all, I could give my energy and my effort to try to give these fans what they deserve.
Again, my two takeaways from that, of course, are he didn't want to travel. I don't blame him.
Don't blame him.
And also go out and get hammered. So there's that.
Love it.
And I think that he has his priorities set up just perfectly. 34.7 boards, 8 assists. He averaged 31.4, 5.5 rebounds, 8.2 assists in the series, and, of course, is the Western Conference Finals MVP. No doubt.
He does it all. He does it all, and it seems like it's his league right now, and it's kind of exciting. It's exciting for them. They're a young, up-and-coming team who seems like they're early, right, TJ? They're kind of ahead of schedule, mm-hmm. and whenever that happens, you're like, wow, okay, is this the start of something? And I think that's kind of what we're seeing with OKC, and they may not be done. They may not be out of moves. They could still win a championship and then go out and acquire Giannis.
Oh, no doubt.
And then the dynasty is on. So, you know, who knows? The sky's the limit for these guys.
TJ, their sixth win by at least 15 points in their 16 postseason games.
They're a fine-tuned machine at this point, right? But Chris, you said something earlier, and you said it on group chats, that you find him boring.
I do find him kind of boring.
That is fine. Tim Duncan, a lot of people found boring, and he had five of those things.
Of course.
Boring basketball is okay. To me, you know, I realize, you know, people give you all the stats about shooting the three, but to me, it's just like, I like mid-range jumpers. I like efficiency, and that's what he is to me, man. He gets to the rack.
Yeah.
The pull-up jumpers, he's just smooth with it, man. And it's almost like when he practices, I almost envision him having crash pads laid out, right? Because if you watch the way some of the times he drives to the hoop, right, he hits it at awkward angles, he's shooting, falling down. It's almost like I can envision him practicing with a guy just hitting him with a pad, you know, making him shoot at awkward angles off of different feet, you know, falling left or right. He's got a complete bag as far as I can see.
Am I insane? And don't answer that.
No.
I thought SGA looked like he could have played two more games. He just looked fresh out there. And I thought Ant-Man looked tired at the end. He's 23 years old. He did say he wants to come back. He's going to hit the weight room. He's going to work harder. He's going to work harder. But I just thought SGA rose to the occasion. He just looked like he could go out there and, you know, let's play too.
You know, it's also being in the league a little bit longer, kind of. Maybe trusting his teammates more. I'm not sure, you know, why that was. But I'm fully convinced Ant is going to come back with a whole new list of, you know, things that someone mentioned, Chris, about his footwork, right? And that's something you got to get very particular about. Like, analysts talk about his footwork in the paint. Like, I'm not sure what he does to improve that, but there are little things he can do, and I'm sure he's going to do that.
Yeah, about the Ant-Man, it's so funny. Only 23 years old, that gets talked about. All the face of the NBA stuff, you know, just kind of put it to the side. Statistically, and how far his teams have gotten, he's way ahead of other superstars at their age. He's gone to back-to-back Western Conference Finals. How many of the all-time greats that we talk about all the time have done that at that point in their career? So, you know, everyone's, Mike didn't win a title till he was 27. Okay, Ant still has four more years. Do we think he's going to get to a finals in the next 4 years? I would say that's probably more likely than not. He's going to get there. He's going to improve his game, get better conditioned, maybe clean up some of the off-the-court stuff that, you know, is kind of the TMZ headline-y type things. And then when he's laser focused, man, it's a scary thought what this dude's going to look like.
Does he have to have any tune-up with his lineup to keep going? Is Mike Conley the right two guys?
Well, Conley is
37.
Yeah, Mike Conley's got 1 or 2 years more left.
So we have to tinker with the roster a little bit.
I think so, yeah, I think so. Are they in the Giannis sweepstakes this summer?
Yep,
that's what I'm thinking. You know, anybody else maybe out there who could be a big free agent? Could they make a big move to kind of think that, okay, this is needed for us to get over the hump in the West? We've come close the last 2 years.
Very close.
We've gotten there. We've won a game. Can we get to that next level? And, you know, I'm sure that's something their front office is going to really look hard at this.
Yeah, summer. Somebody mentioned yesterday how this team was built to take on and play the Nuggets.
Right.
The way it was constructed, but it's not constructed to beat the Thunder.
And right.
So now you might have to tinker with it a little bit, because obviously the Thunder are going to be there for the, you know, foreseeable
future.
Seems
like they're going to be there for a while. Yeah.
So now you've got to, guess, adjust your mindset and go, how do we stop these guys?
The Thunder is like the ultimate high energy, fast paced team. And they are so much fun to watch for that in particular. So I ask you guys now, as we look at the game tonight, game five, with Indianapolis leading the series 3-1, the game is at 5 o'clock Pacific, 8 o'clock Eastern on TNT, our friends over there. Let's look at that game, guys, because Tyrese Halliburton looks like he has a one-way ticket to the NBA Finals. Sorry, Rich Eisen. Where's that drop, Felly?
Sorry, Rich Eisen.
Thank you. Whatever. Where's that drop, Felly?
Sorry, Rich Eisen.
Yeah, that's the one. I don't know. I mean, Rich is riding the wave of the Yankees right now. He's just feeling so good about that. I don't want to come down on this, but I did say this last week that I kind of think the bench for Indianapolis makes all the difference for Indy. That I was right about that.
This series has been bananas, man. It's just like, you think you have it figured out and you don't. I mean, I think what Brunson said it the other day. It's been crazy. It just comes down to the end, kind of who has the ball last, and it seemingly they're going to end up winning. I don't know. What do you expect tonight, TJ? I mean, obvious must win. It goes without saying. It's 3-1. You lose the series. It's over. Should Chalamet stay home? Is he bad luck?
Ooh, that's a great question.
I was kind of joking about that yesterday. All the celebs should stay home. Maybe the Knicks should do, like, everyone wears the same T-shirt, because that seemingly is working for OKC and Indianapolis.
Yep.
I don't know. I'm kind of expecting just anything tonight. You could talk me into Pacers by 30, Knicks by 30,
right?
Or triple overtime. Like, you could talk me into all of those things tonight.
I agree with you. Anything could happen. But like I said yesterday, the Knicks are 3-5 at home in the playoffs.
Yeah, right. They haven't been that great in the Garden.
This advantage that they're going to have is not really an advantage, but you know the Garden's just going to be jumping.
It's so, like, so loud.
They're going to have, you know, everyone from the five boroughs just rooting them on. And look, I just don't know if it's going to be enough, though.
You know why it may not be enough? Tyrese Haliburton. That's just period. End of story.
I mean, he's not going to duplicate 32, 12, 15, zero turnovers. That game is one of the greatest statistical games you're going to see in a playoffs maybe ever.
Yeah.
He's not going to do that again. So it's...
We don't think.
Can you not turn the ball over? It's the little things, right? The Knicks easily could be up 3-1 in this series. It's the little stuff. Like, don't turn the ball over. Don't give Nesmith and Miles Turner and these guys, like, wide open threes. And, you know, Cat and Brunson seemingly need to score, what, 70?
Right.
And then get enough from OG and Hart and these guys. You know they're going to play hard. They know the grit is going to be there. The energy is going to be there. They just got to do the little things and not make those dumb mistakes that really plagued them in game four.
I think they need a little bit more Mikal Bridges, too.
Yeah,
you definitely. Know, like we were talking about earlier in previous series, how we talked about earlier about the elbow jumper, the foul line extended jumper, how he is just money on that mid-range
jumper. Game.
That's his game. And yet... I mean, last game, I think he had 17, but I don't even remember him taking a shot like that. That mattered. So I think he's one of their keys. They got to get him going.
I think you're right.
Off a little bit.
As much as I love your relationship with Kat, I really do, friend of the show. I think the Pacers move on. That's just my thought. I would be surprised if it were anything other than that, because the Pacers just don't have any weaknesses, you guys. Yeah. They just don't have weaknesses. They just look too good. They look destined. Anyway, 844-204-RICH is the number to call. Call in. You want to do win-loss? I'm around.
Phone lines are already jam-packed.
Everybody knows that I like to hear from you guys.
We're going to talk to Mary Kay Cabot next. We're going to get the lowdown from Cleveland. Segment after.
Oh, hi. Look at those.
We're going to take calls. We're going to take all these calls.
And then later Saints on in the show, Chargers, and then later on the show, Broncos. The dumbest idea ever from Chris Brockman. So please don't miss
that.
Let's take a break. When we come back, Mary Kay Cabot. Let's talk about Shedeur Sanders. Why not?
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
My car is making this noise. Sometimes it's like, doot, doot, and sometimes it's like, grrr.
Do you have a dash light on?
Oh, yeah.
Then we don't have to listen for clues. With the free Fix Finder service, we can read a check engine, ABS, or maintenance light to find the likely fix and even recommend a local shop if you need one.
So you don't need to hear the grrr.
Not with Fix Finder. Everything you need, nothing you don't.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
In the NFL, there's zero margin for error. As we all know, one single mistake can change the outcome of a game, a season, livelihoods, my goodness. As the official sleep and wellness partner of the National Football League, Sleep Number knows all of that and makes it their mission to provide players with data and insights to optimize their sleep for the ultimate competitive edge. And thus, you get a Sleep Number bed, you get the same exact thing. I feel it all the time. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. It's just 10 numbers apart, but it does make the world of difference because you can adjust your bed's firmness on your side differently than the other. And after working out for recovery, it's game changing. That's just one of the things that makes a Sleep Number bed so awesome. It's why 95% of Rams players have a Sleep Number smart bed. 80% of Kansas City Chiefs players have a Sleep Number smart bed. 80% of NFL players have a Sleep Number smart bed. You should too. Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed? So you can use your ideal comfort on either side. And now it's the Sleep Number Everything Smart Bed Sale. Every smart bed and base are on sale during our Memorial Day event. Up to 50% off, limited time. Exclusively at a Sleep Number store near you. See store or sleepnumber.com for details.
Summer's here, and Nordstrom has everything you need for your best dress season ever. From beach days and weddings to weekend getaways and your everyday wardrobe, discover stylish options under $100 from tons of your favorite brands like Mango, Skims, Princess Polly, and Madewell. It's easy, too, with free shipping and free returns, in-store order pickup, and more. Shop today in-stores, online at Nordstrom.com, or download the Nordstrom app.
And welcome back to the Rich Eisen Show. Susie Schuster in for Rich. A little bit of fiasco this morning, guys. A little bit of a false start on the offense. Rich thinking he had jury duty. But you know what I'm saying? Scrambling. Like,
I mean,
you know,
he did.
He did have jury duty.
There's no thinking. He did have it.
Well, he thought he was going to actually go and serve. Right. But in fact, here I am, guys, and he's rescheduled. So you might see a lot of me in July. I'm just saying. Anyway.
Plus, you couldn't find your sign.
I know.
Where was it?
It was in the drawer.
Right, I just in front of her.
Look.
Right in front of her.
Somebody took my sign. Where's RJ? Somebody took my sign. It was right there.
It's guys, always in that drawer, by the way.
I know, but you have to understand. I'm playing off my hind leg today. You know, I'm just kind of like, you know, I'm stepping off my back foot. Right? I'm just kind of, it was in the drawer. I didn't see it. Anyway, Mary Kay Cabot's going to join us from Cleveland.com to talk in a minute. We're going to talk to her about Joe Flacco and the quarterback room that's happening there. Let's take a listen to Joe Flacco. He spoke yesterday. We'll wait a minute until Radio gets back. But if I'm just, the one thing I want to say about Joe Flacco before we get there is he's blaming the media, saying that the media is putting him in a bad spot.
Him? Yeah. Him personally?
Yeah. You know,
I think
so
he should
weird.
Be lucky to still be in the league.
Why does everybody blame the media for everything? When I got into this business, it was so much fun to go and interview and go out to like the, go to a stadium, go to a ballpark. Now it's like blame the media. It's like blame Canada from Team America.
Well, we're the bad guys.
Always the bad guys.
We make everything up. Nothing is real.
Yeah.
Hold on. We just
push narratives.
Just make sure we get all the talking points down right now.
What else did we do wrong? I'm just curious.
Just saying, like, there's a lot of bad media out there. Let's
there's
not.
There's plenty
front,
of
like,
bad media,
not.
But asking
bad faith media actors.
Yeah. Right. It's a false
media
right?
In general is still should be trusted, should be valued.
Right.
But, you know, we live in weird times.
Oh, my God. I miss Tom Brokaw so very badly and Brian Gumbel. And with that, I will put my glasses on. Oh, my goodness. Joe Flacco yesterday had a couple things to say about his role in this very crowded quarterback room.
But it's a good question to bait somebody into answering. And no matter how they answer, it kind of makes the guy that's answering it look bad. If I say I don't want to be a mentor, I look bad. If I say I do want to be a mentor, then I look like an idiot that doesn't care about being good and playing football. So it's one of those questions that no matter what I say, you guys can write what you want to write about it. And there's a lot of questions like that. That's why you end up having to try to avoid them. I tend to try to be honest. And I've said I'm not a mentor. I play football. And in a quarterback room, there's a lot of times already. There's been already a ton of times where there's learning experiences, and I have a lot of experience, and I can talk on things, and hopefully they listen. But it's not necessarily like my job to like make sure they listen to me. And you know, hey, like hopefully you have a really good relationship with the guys that are in the room, and you naturally want to do that. Like here's the thing: is like because of what I just said, like you're acting like I wouldn't want to be a mentor. It's not really about that. It's just not the main focus. I see myself as a guy that can play in this league. So if your main focus was just like, hey, bud, I'm going to get you ready, you're just not taking care of business. The best way to be a mentor, honestly, is like show people how you go to work. You know, and like I said, hope that they pick up on that stuff, but not necessarily force them to pick up on the things that you do.
Mary Kay Cabot joins us now from Cleveland.com and The Plain Dealer. And my whole thought right away is, if you're sitting there like this, first of all, and I'm for the radio audience, I've got my arms crossed as I watch Joe Flacco give his press conference, you're immediately defensive. So Mary Kay, does it make him look like an idiot to be a mentor? I think not. But this is just the beginning of a hot mess and a long, crazy season in Cleveland.
You know what? Let me just say this about Joe Flacco and that whole mentorship piece. He's been asked this question so many times over and over and over again, and he's tired of answering it. We asked him this question back when he was here in 2023. We asked him this question when he had his opening press conference, when he first signed with the Cleveland Browns. He was asked about it when he was in Indianapolis last year. And the question just irks him. So it really doesn't bother me too much that Joe is tired of answering this question. When he's been around in this game for 18 years, he's 40 years old. I can understand where certain things like this would get to him. And that is one of his hot button issues. I don't really blame him.
Yeah, but I would say this back to you. I'm 52, right? Suddenly I look in the mirror and suddenly these young women are talking to me like I'm the old lady in the room, the mentor who knows everything. And by the way, like, kind of sucks, but also kind of great at the same time. The way I look at it is with him is he's got to be smarter about answering it. Just, I know he's irked. I mean, Aaron Rodgers has gone through this. Brett Favre's gone through this. We've seen every quarterback who goes over the age of 37 answering this. But as you see how crowded that locker room is, and we know that he wants to be the guy, he's made it very clear. It just seems to me like it's just not a smart approach to it. At some point, if he is the starter one and he is QB one and he's playing his way through, I get it. But when we hear that Shedeur Sanders is looking good, when we know how crowded that room is, it just seems to me like be older, be better, be smarter about it.
Well, this is his, as I mentioned before, it's his trigger question. And he answers everything absolutely beautifully. And I just think that this is the one thing that he just doesn't want to talk about anymore. He's tried to say over and over and over again, look, you can learn from watching me. You can learn from doing whatever I do, but I'm not here to hold your hand and get you to be able to, win the job over me. That doesn't feel like what he needs to do. So again, I don't have a huge issue with it. I know some people do, but I'm not in that camp.
What are your thoughts about what's happening in that room right now?
Well, I think, actually, when I look at the first part of the Browns' schedule, it's a grueling schedule. They start with two AFC North foes, and then they move into this space where they have 5 out of 6 on the road beginning in week 4. And that shouts to me, veteran quarterback. So I actually think that it might come down to Kenny Pickett and Joe Flacco. And the Browns see something special in Kenny Pickett. They think maybe they'll catch lightning in a bottle and he can be their version of a Sam Darnold or someone like that. And so I think it's probably going to ultimately come down to those two veteran guys, because you don't want to lose your veteran Pro Bowl players early on in the season. So that's the way that I see it kind of shaking out in the end. But the Browns are also very, very excited about Dillon Gabriel, their third round pick. And then the way it played out yesterday is the way that I thought it would, is that Shador right now is the fourth team quarterback. He did not take any team reps yesterday. Sometimes there's misinformation that comes out of an OTA like that, but he just did not take any team reps. And not just that he wasn't the second guy or the first guy. He didn't take any 11 on 11s yesterday. So he did a really nice job in his 7 on 7s, a great job. But they are making him come up the learning curve and earn his way.
You mentioned Dillon Gabriel. How are you seeing him progressing?
He's doing a really nice job. Once again, we didn't see him in very many team drills or 11 on 11s. He only took 3 of those reps yesterday. So he's got a ways to go. And, I think he'll get there. He does things really well. He's very efficient. He's got a nice, strong arm. But once again, I think that these two young rookies have a lot to learn from these veterans. And I think it's going to be a very, very heated competition.
Let's throw that schedule up one more time, Mike, if you don't mind looking at the Cleveland schedule. Which games stand out to you as the ones that you have your eye on?
Well, once again, they have to start very, very strong. So starting at home versus Cincinnati and then at Baltimore, that's a really, really big deal to come out of the gate against your AFC North foes. And then you move into 3 really tough playoff teams from the NFC North. And then again, starting in week 4, you've got those 5 out of 6 on the road, including going all the way over to London to face the Vikings, who went 14-3 last year. So if you can make it out of that stretch by week 9 and still be relevant, then perhaps you can be onto something and make a little bit of a push down the stretch, but they've got to survive that beginning of the schedule.
Hey, Mary Kay, Chris here. You know, you're funny. You're talking about the reps these guys took yesterday. No 11-on-11s for Shador or Gabriel. I saw a graphic yesterday that had OTA stat tracking. You know, I know training camp tracking is super fun. Everyone's charting all the throws and who picked what. I mean, this person said that Shador had 3 touchdowns yesterday. So should I not be paying attention to any of this? Because I love these training camp OTA stats.
Well, actually, Dylan did get 3 reps in 11-on-11s.
Okay.
So all three of the quarterbacks, except for Shador, did get some work in the all-important 11-on-11s. Now, Shador did not get any. I thought that was somewhat significant, but Kevin Stefanski said, hey, don't read anything into this. Maybe he'll get some today. They're out there today. We're not. Maybe next Wednesday when we're out there again, Shador will be in 11-on-11s. He probably will be, in part because we made a big deal out of it this week. No, I don't think anything should be read into those numbers. Once again, those Shador numbers were all 7-on-7s and mostly with third and fourth team players.
What are the vibes? Because, like, you know, coming out of the draft, it was like, wow, this is some quarterback room. Like, what are they doing? When you have 4, do you really have 1? You know, that's the age old adage about if you 2, you don't have 1. What are the vibes among all these guys and kind of the team from you can tell with this situation?
Well, I do think that it's going to be a lively competition, but I also believe that the Browns are going to have to select a starting quarterback as soon as possible. They have to be ready to win coming out of the gate. And we know that players like Myles Garrett, he wanted to be traded in the offseason because he didn't think the Browns were going to be capable of winning. So I think they need to show their Pro Bowl veterans like Myles Garrett, Joel Bitonio, Jerry Jeudy, all of those guys, David Njoku, that they're serious about winning this season and really not looking to next year to go out there and draft a quarterback with the 2 first round picks that they have next year. So I do think that that this is going to be very important as they move through the spring and the summer. But I don't think they can be doing this 4-way competition very deep into training camp. I think they need to show up in late July with a pretty good idea of who's going to win the job.
Yeah, you mentioned Myles Garrett. He kind of intimated to our friend Andrew Siciliano that he was kind of told what the plan was going to be at quarterback. Was this the plan, the best that you can tell?
Well, we're not really sure what Myles was told, but I'm guessing that they extolled the virtues of Kenny Pickett because they really believe that there is something great about Kenny and that they can bring that out in him and that he can flourish in this scheme. And then perhaps he was told that Joe Flacco will be coming back, and Myles did a lot of winning in 2023 with Joe Flacco, and it was fun for everyone. Mm-hmm. So I do think that he probably saw the wisdom in what they were thinking with those two guys, and then also that they would have those 2 first round picks next year where they could go out and try to find a franchise quarterback in the event that they still need one.
Any concern that Myles Garrett skipped the OTAs? I mean, the big sighting with Chloe Kim, the snowboarder, right? I mean, we saw that in Tokyo. He went on Twitter and said, I'm going to buy a place here. But any concern about him not being there?
No, this is just how Myles rolls. He really doesn't feel the need to come to these organized team activities. They aren't the greatest for the linemen anyways. A lot of times it's more so a 7-on-7 oriented passing type of camp. So I don't think they're too worried about him not being here. And it has never hurt him in terms of his production on the field. He won NFL Defensive Player of the Year in 2023. So I think this is a non-issue.
You mentioned in your writing that Kevin Stefanski's got some West Coast spins and twists. What do you see coming?
Well, basically, what I meant by that is that the order of operations in terms of how the quarterbacks are stepping up there to take their reps, Joe Flacco went first in first team reps in 11-on-11s on Wednesday. And that was a mild surprise, but I think it's a nod to the fact that he's played here before and the fact that he's got a Super Bowl MVP and he's an 18-year pro. So I think that was a way of saying or showing that kind of respect for Joe Flacco, even though right now Kenny Pickett is for all intents and purposes in the lead in this competition.
Mary Kay Cabot, thanks again for joining us right here on The Rich Eisen Show. Appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me.
I mean, that was the whole buzz yesterday on the Women's Sports Now exclusively on Roku channel. By the way, coming up after this, we're going to roll right into Women's Sports Now after this show, The Rich Eisen Show. But that was the buzz. Chloe Kim, Miles Garrett. That's what the girls were like focusing in on. I'm just saying, by the way.
No, not locked into the four-way quarterback
not
battle.
Not so much into the four-way quarterback battle. Not so much into skipping OTAs. It was about how about that? Yeah. And by the way, like, it's a great photograph. I should have sent it to my Koskins in advance, but I didn't know we were going to gossip on the show this morning. But I might as well start the day with a little bit of a spilling of the tea, right?
Brockman, you giving up training camp. 7-on-7 stats and saying that you're into it.
And here's the
that's
thing.
That's a sickness, man.
I know like, it.
I will never acknowledge that.
That's like sports horse.
Yeah, I'm locked into that. It's just so silly. I guess I'm kind of like locked in a making, kind of poking fun a little bit way. But you see those beat writers who are training camp. They're like, Joe Blow went 3-of-4 in the just recent 5-on-5s and two interceptions. You're like, cares.
And also, like,
honest. ESPN Cleveland was all over this yesterday.
Were they?
They did not see. I'm glad that Mary Kay was able to kind of clear the air on who was in 11-on-11s, mm-hmm. which where it was coming from 7-on-7s. You know, this had Dylan Gabriel with 16 pass attempts.
Well, the media.
But we just heard that it was only 3 attempts in 11-on-11s, but Shador had 3 touchdowns yesterday.
I came in here this morning thinking Shador Sanders is going to be the starting quarterback for the Cleveland Browns because the media told me that, and I was ready for that, TJ. So I feel like the crooked media really took me down
the
wrong
path. Here's what I want us to do, though. It is May 29th. Okay. I want us all to call our shot. Who is Cleveland's week one starting quarterback, TJ?
Joe Flacco. Like, what are we doing? And by the way, like, I thought Joe Flacco's answer was phenomenal because you're going to look to that one answer. But as Mary Kate said, he's been asked that question 100 times and we never saw 99 of those answers. We only saw the 100. So, yeah, maybe he's all like, yeah, okay, listen, I'm not here to mend. Like, I thought it was a perfect answer.
I thought it was perfectly honest. I don't agree.
I am weirdly torn between Pickett and Dylan Gabriel.
I'm saying Pickett is going to be your week one starter. There I said it.
No, getting back to that,
I'll go Shador.
Why do you
You're
not?
You going Shador?
No, that was
Felly, you said that?
I'm just going to take the fourth option. I see where he's going.
Weirdly torn between Pickett and Gabriel.
Huh.
I don't know why.
Okay.
They took the guy in the third round for a reason.
They did.
Guy was a Heisman finalist.
Yeah, I hear you.
Guy went to the, what round it or? I mean, they were in the playoff. So, I don't know. I think Dylan Gabriel can play.
And by the way, like, why Kenny Pickett?
He's got a Super Bowl ring.
I think he's got a ring. He's got younger wheels. I think that, it's a gut feeling that I just think they're going to end up seeing at the end of this. He's got better wheels. He's fresher. Just a thought, TJ.
I like Joe Flacco, but I keep coming back to the Happy Gilmore. He's too old.
Why does his 39-40 seem so much older than Aaron Rodgers' 41? Am I wrong? No, I'm not.
Joe Flacco seems like, you know, your friend's dad who's like, no, trust me, I used to play. No, I was a really good athlete.
I feel like he's been around since the dawn of time.
You know?
Haven't we been saying Joe Flacco for so long?
Whereas Rodgers is like
a lot of callers.
The uncle who drives a motorcycle. I don't know.
844-204 is Rich is the number to call. We are going to take your calls.
No, I get it.
Do we have time for a call before?
Now let's take a break, come back, and do calls.
Eczema isn't always obvious, but it's real. And so is the relief from Ebglyss. After an initial dosing phase of 16 weeks, about 4 in 10 people taking Ebglyss achieved itch relief and clear or almost clear skin. And most of those people maintained skin that's still more clear at 1 year with monthly dosing.
Ebglyss, lebrikizumab, LBKZ, a 250 milligram per 2 milliliter injection, is a prescription medicine used to treat adults and children 12 years of age and older who weigh at least 88 pounds or 40 kilograms with moderate to severe eczema, also called atopic dermatitis, that is not well controlled with prescription therapies used on the skin or topicals, or who cannot use topical therapies. Ebglyss can be used with with or without topical corticosteroids. Don't use if you're allergic to Ebglyss. Allergic reactions can occur that can be severe. Eye problems can occur. Tell your doctor if you have new or worsening eye problems. You should not receive a live vaccine when treated with Ebglyss. Before starting Ebglyss, tell your doctor if you have a parasitic infection.
Searching for real relief? Ask your doctor about Ebglyss and visit ebglyss.lilly.com or call 1-800-LILLY-RX or 1-800-545-5979.
This episode is brought to you by Amazon Prime. From streaming to shopping, Prime helps you get more out of your passions. So whether you're a fan of true crime or prefer a nail-biting novel from time to time, with services like Prime Video, Amazon Music, and fast free delivery, Prime makes it easy to get more out of whatever you're into or getting into. Visit amazon.com/prime to learn more.
A host, another host of this fantastic event from Modern Family, Eric Stone Street. And I will give you the floor to introduce the guest that you have brought to your left, Eric.
This is Kansas City Chief right tackle, Mitchell Schwartz.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you for having me. Yeah, I deserve it.
Good to see you, Mitchell.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
You got it. Now, you have been sending me texts about Mitchell and what he stands for, and I don't want to talk about him as if he's not here, but...
Yeah, well, you know, I said I'll bring somebody on as a guest. You know, it's always fun to bring somebody on, and we're here in Kansas City, and thank you for doing this. I can't say it enough. This is amazing that you brought your whole show here. Whole show is here in Kansas City in support of Big Slick, and we appreciate it very much.
You better.
But when I said I wanted to bring a guest on, I'm like, well, I want to bring on who I wanted to be when I was a kid, and that was an offensive lineman for the Kansas City Chiefs. And I've been fortunate enough to get to know Mitchell and know what a good guy he is and what a great player he is. So I wanted to share this moment with the right tackle for the Chiefs, my favorite football team. Not that I need to tell anybody that.
Yeah, I mean, it's really cool. I got to know him, I guess, at the end of last year, and we hit it off right away. We both like food. We have a lot of shared interests. He asked me where I got my meat, and we go to the same meat guy.
He goes to the same butcher here in Kansas City. I said, hey, serious question, though, Mitch, where do you buy your meat in Kansas City? He's like, oh, this place called Michelmeyer's. And I'm like, okay, you're in. You're good.
So, because I know how seriously you take your Kansas City food, Eric. You know, I do know. You have actually cooked for me.
Yes,
you've actually handed me your actual fruits of your cooking labor.
My loins.
You have. Well, I mean, hold on a second. Yes, in a way, no question about that. But you guys go to the same butcher here.
We do,
in
yeah.
The city,
yeah. Which so, I mean, when I got here, I like to cook. I was confined to an apartment in my previous life, and I got here. I got a house. Got a whole backyard set up. I mean, this guy's got the greatest backyard setup you could ever imagine for cooking, and he's sending me videos all the time, different stuff to try. And
the text exchange between me and him and some of his other offensive linemen that are into smoking is hilarious. Like, one night I put a brisket on, and it was like we were kind of coordinating with the time difference of putting a brisket on around the same time. And I woke up to check my brisket and texted Mitch at 4 in the morning LA time, which was Kansas City 6 a.m. time. And I told Lindsay, my girlfriend, I'm like, I texted Mitchell Schwartz in the middle of the night about a brisket. Like, what
and
is
I
going
responded.
On?
And he responded. For whatever reason, I was up at that exact time. And we were, because I was doing a brisket the next night. So we kind of throw ideas off each other, see what we do. I think he was doing like a 24-hour, super slow, got all jiggly and gooey, and the bark was perfect.
It is our good friend Eric Stone Street right there. It is the Big Slick Weekend, the benefit for Children's Mercy Hospital in Kansas City, an amazing, amazing event that goes on all weekend long with Jason Sudeikis and Eric Stone Street and Paul Rudd. John Hamm usually goes in. I think Sarah Tiana's on her way, isn't she? Is she going tomorrow or today?
Sarah Tiana left this morning.
Nice.
She's on the flight right now.
Is it a one-way ticket?
We can only hope, am I right?
Big, big bro weekend with me and Cage got coming.
What are you going to do?
A lot of baseball.
Okay.
He's got practice tonight. First summer tournament this weekend. We're going to go see the Savannah Bananas. We got a lot going on.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
Savannah Bananas are going to be highlighted on Women's Sports Now exclusively on Roku Channel.
I can't wait to go. It's going to be so great.
It's going to be so much fun. I'm happy for your great weekend ahead.
Thank you.
If you guys want to donate to Big Slick, it is bigslickkc.org. That is bigslickkc.org. Yeah, Rich is very into the baseball this weekend, too. He really wanted to go. And then, of course, it's Yankees Dodgers. And so he's going to be hitting the game, I think, two of the three. Mm-hmm. I think we have that. I've got a playoff game on Sunday, guys. So I don't know if I'm going
to Which of his favorite kids are going to the game with him?
I'm not sure what you're talking about. You seem to be talking garbage over there.
No. I'm just...
Right.
I think it's. I think we need to remove the stigma of that it's not cool to rank your kids. I think it is cool.
It's so not cool to rank the kids.
Why?
There happened to be one kid that went with him shotgun in a 2.5 hour ride to Anaheim yesterday. I'm just saying, there's one.
Oh, there he is.
There's one.
So that's number one.
So yeah. Number one.
Yeah.
Number one.
No, that's one of the three.
You said there's one.
You said there's one. So that's number one.
No, there is one of the three, you dummies. But there they are. Coop wearing his new cap. I love it when they don't break the brim in. No, Mom.
Yeah, that, one more. I did not know this.
That you NY guys, makes me want to vomit.
Oh, my God. The two of them were head to toe.
Jeez.
And NY.
Yeah.
Repulsive. That said,
did you change the locks while they were gone?
He told me I was not cool the other day.
Wait, Cooper told you were not cool? Oh, no.
You're just not cool. No, he told me I was embarrassing.
What did you do?
I'm like, I'm the cool mom. I talk about sports for a living.
But what did you do?
I may have said stand up straight at like when I was over at campus the other day. I know. Did I maybe well up? No. Nope. I turned my back. I wiped the tears away. Whatever. All right. Let's take a call.
Let's do it.
Guys are jerks. All right. Wes in Washington. Saints win loss. You ready, friend?
Oh, baby. Let's go.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good morning. How are you?
Excellent. Can't complain.
Well, we're happy that you called and you're ready to go?
Absolutely.
All right. Music, please, Felly. All right. Week one, the Cardinals. Saints.
That's going to be a win.
Week two, the Niners.
That's a loss.
Week three at the Seahawks.
Ooh. That's going to be a win.
You're going to that game, right, Wes?
Yeah.
You know what? I thought about it, but I looked at the tickets, even in the nosebleeds, they're like, I think they're like $250 a ticket in the nosebleeds, and that's like straight Ticketmaster prices. That's not even resale.
That's brutal.
Wait till game day. Everything goes down.
Yeah
just... I would say we got like a family of six, so I can't exactly afford $250 a pop.
Oh, my gosh.
A family of six to go up there, so unfortunately, I might have to catch that on TV, so we'll have to see.
By the way, so catch it on TV and get psyched and have some good snacks.
That's
all right. Sam Darnold, by the way, will be joining us coming up here on the Rich Eisen Show today. So, okay, let's go. At Buffalo Bills.
That's a loss.
New York Giants at home.
W.
Home for the Patriots.
Win. Sorry, Brockman.
Come on, man.
Wow. On the road at Chicago.
That's a win.
Home for the Bucks.
That's also a win.
At the Rams. Whose house?
That's going to be a loss.
6-3.
At the Panthers.
That's a win.
Then the bye, home for the Falcons.
That's a win.
On the road for the Dolphins.
That's a loss.
At the Bucks.
That's also a loss.
Home for the Panthers.
That's a W.
Home for the Jets.
That's a win.
Yeah, it is.
Rich is not there.
Oh, no, because they suck. On the road for Titans.
That's going to be a win.
And on the road for the Falcons.
We're going to round it out with a loss.
So that's 11-6, Wes?
Yeah, I think Shuck is going to surprise some people, and with more of their head coaching, because they have the second easiest strength of schedule behind the Niners. From what I was reading, I think on NFL Network or something, they've had the second easiest strength of schedule. So they got a lot of mediocre teams, so hopefully they don't play down to their competition. So that
should win the division. Yeah, so you're going...
Yeah, because it's a historically always a division. So
a division win.
Hopefully that'll take care of it.
Shuck in the rookie of the year running, if that's the case. Yeah?
There you go.
Yeah, what are your thoughts on the quarterback?
What's that?
What are your thoughts on the quarterbacks?
I'm cautiously optimistic. Prior to the draft, obviously not knowing they were going to take Shuck, I was kind of hoping that they would tank this coming year and then therefore be able to take Manning next year and bring the kid home, you know, to where his grandfather played. I thought that'd be a cool storyline. But with now that they've drafted Shuck, and obviously I'm thinking they'll play semi-decently this year, so the only way they would get Manning, they would have to trade up, and I'm not sure if they're going to want to do that.
I don't think so.
Yeah. Love it. Okay, Wes.
Thanks a lot for your time, Wes.
Thanks, man.
All right, thanks, guys. Have a great one.
Have a good one.
Let's go with Corbin in Salt Lake for Chargers win-loss. Hey, Corbin, how are you? Corbin, are you there?
Worked for my birthday.
It's your birthday?
It is.
Corbin.
Okay, ready, guys? 1, 2, 3. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Corbin. Happy birthday to you. All right, you ready to go?
I am.
Let's do it. Week one against the Kansas City Chiefs in Sao Paulo.
Win.
Week two, Monday Night Football at the Raiders.
Win.
Week three, home for the Broncos.
Win all three division games start.
We're doing the Chargers, by the way. I don't know if we established
Did we not say that?
For the radio audience, we're doing the Chargers. Win-loss.
Sorry, radio audience.
3-0 start. 3-0 start.
Don't hold it against me. All right, fine. Week four, at the Giants.
Another win.
Week five, Commanders.
That's a loss.
Week six, at the Dolphins.
Another win.
Week seven, at the Colts. Or home for the Colts.
Win.
Week eight, Vikings on a Thursday.
Let's say loss.
Week nine, at the Titans.
Win.
Week 10, the Steelers.
Win.
Week 11, at the Jaguars.
Another win.
Week 12, 9 and 2
into the bye.
Wow. This is a Harbaugh lover. I love it. Okay, week 13, Raiders at home.
That's another win.
Week 14, Monday Night Football, Eagles at home.
Loss.
Week 15, at the Chiefs.
We'll do a loss for that one.
Week 16, at the Cowboys.
Win.
Week 17, Texans on a Saturday. Is that Christmas?
Revenge for the playoff game, win.
Week 18, at the Broncos.
I think we sweep them again.
Do the math.
13-4, Chargers. What? Corbin, let's go. He is celebrating his birthday early.
Happy birthday to Corbin.
Let's go.
Thanks for calling in. Appreciate it. How are you spending your birthday?
I'm going to sit at home, and my girlfriend's going to come over, and we're going to hang out.
Nice. I like it.
Yeah, man.
Is she going to cook? Are you going to order
chill,
in?
Baby. Let's go.
Yes.
Roku and chill.
Yeah. Get it, Corbin.
There's a lot to watch on Roku. Man. You guys could get together and explore the Roku Sports Zone. You can watch anything you want to watch on our portal. I mean, just I'm just saying, put your feet up. Order and don't make her cook.
Stay hydrated.
Corbin, no.
Try to plug.
Drink a lot of water, G.
Okay, this is a family show. Thanks, Corbin.
I'm just saying. Just
remember. This is a family show,
TJ. No, I want everyone to stay hydrated.
Corbin's girlfriend's coming over to hang out on his
birthday. They're going to watch a movie. They're going to watch a movie. Much more on the Rich Eisen shows we look at. They're going to watch a movie.
Yeah, it's this movie with Mickey Rourke and Kim Basinger. It's called 9 and a Half Weeks.
Corbin's going to watch Basic Instinct tonight.
Mariah, I see. Boom.
Wild Things, Basic Instinct, Wild Things, double feature.
It's a Nicole Kidman movie.
I'm telling him to go in the Roku Sports Zone. Why don't you watch some WNBA?
Eyes wide shut.
What about some French Open? You could catch up on some French Open. Osaka went out in the first round. What else can we talk about?
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't think that's what Corbin's got on his mind.
I was mentioning all you can watch
Corbin's
on the Roku Sports Zone,
tonight,
and
am I right?
You dirty dogs.
See,
you could probably find 9 and a half weeks somewhere on the Roku portal, but I'm just saying.
I'm about to make you guys are a bunch of pigs.
You guys are a bunch of pigs.
You know how long I've been waiting for this?
Corbin's in Salt Lake City, too. We know what they do in Utah, man.
Wow. I forgot about that.
What do they do in Utah, Chris?
They hang out.
You're a jackass.
Donkey!
What are you doing over there? Pull it together. It's a family show.
You know what I mean? We're on Roku.
Last week, what was the name of the place that you were talking about that I didn't know what it was? And I'm like, what are they doing in that establishment?
Magic City.
Magic City. There's no Magic City in Salt Lake.
Probably not.
Hold on. Let me look real quick. Salt Lake City.
Hey, Rich. Susie, what did you do on the show today? Well, we looked up whether there was a Magic City in Salt Lake.
Well, it's called something different.
What's it called?
I'm not going to say.
That bad, huh?
No. Women Sports Now follows us right here exclusively on Roku Channel. It's a good time for a promo.
Float On by Modest Mouse is now playing.
Float.
You're a dummy. You know that.
That's a shame.
It is a shame. All right.
What did I do?
Hey, this is all about up? Corbin. Okay?
I have a house to myself tonight.
Yeah, it's going to get wicked.
Oh, so you're going to be...
floating himself.
What are you trying to say? You're going to be putting your feet up with the Roku channel?
I'm going to be Roku and chilling by myself.
By the way, I don't think I really approve of you mentioning 9 and a half weeks with Cage. I think he's a little young for that.
I mean, technically that was me that said that.
Yeah, I didn't say that.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I said Basic Instinct and Wild Things.
Which are far more
Sarah,
appropriate
you might
than 9 and a half weeks.
Consider coming home. I'm not sure if...
You know, Bill Murray is in Wild Things. I always forget that.
Oh, right.
You asked me if you should take Cage to Mission Impossible. It's a 17-hour movie.
Well, here's the thing is I really want to watch Mission Impossible. And this is, you know, when her gone, it's like a chance for me to go to the movies and stuff. But like, can I bring Cage?
Just drop him at my house. We'll take care of him.
Deal.
Much more Rich Eisen show coming up. Don't go anywhere.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Granger understands that you go to great lengths and sometimes heights to ensure the power is always flowing, which is why you can count on Granger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRANGER, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.